Look at the balls on that thing. Look at the ass on that one.
That guy's been doing his squats. All right, everybody. Welcome out to the Domesticated Savages podcast. Good to have you here. Thanks for tuning in. This week, we've got an impressive lineup of phenomenal stories ready for you, ready for your ear holes. So buckle up and get ready for it. Today, I've got me, Jake, your host. How you doing? I've got Fitz.
You.
All right. Sorry. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Inner gangster.
And I've got Joss.
Shouldn't you introduce Joss first?
No, I change it up every week.
Well, isn't it Women's Month?
No, it's Fitz first all the time now.
Women's Month, but
it's Women's Month.
Oh shit, it is. Okay.
All right.
I will cede my bitching and moaning and give that to Joss for this month.
Fitz recognizes something that the white man has installed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So this week I've got Joss.
Trying to do your sound. What was it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let it do it.
No. You got to channel your inner Sog right now.
Just pretend like you're listening to all those freaking songs you grind to.
Pretend you're 17 and you've just done some lines of coke like you did when you were 17.
I never did any lines of coke.
You just stole somebody's car.
You just stole a
with
car.
With the other bitches in the
I
Sog.
I was 15 when we stole the car.
So you're 15.
Actually, were we 14?
Oh, hell.
She's like, actually, I think we were like 9. Hold on, it was 9.
We're well past 14. The statute of limitations. We're fine.
It's also,
as a juvenile.
14, if it's, that was 20 years
if
ago.
If it's a fucking Hot Wheels, it doesn't count. What's the ones that you like?
Power Wheels.
Power Wheels. If it's a Power Wheels, it doesn't count.
I didn't drive it, though.
So they're cruising down the street. It's all and Joss is on the side. You. Oh, no. You. Sog forever.
Sog.
That sounds like a white supremacist group.
It does.
Like Saw.
No, like Sog.
And Sack.
Yeah.
Sog.
Yeah, Sog.
It's Sack.
Silent Aryan Killers.
No, the Sons of Aryan Culture.
Silent Aryan Killers.
I like Silent Aryan Killers.
Killer spelled with a K.
Yeah, that
so Sack is S-A-C.
But S-A-K could be a thing, too.
Still spells Sack.
You guys making a new white supremacist group right now?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And you're part of it.
You like it.
You're the chapter,
I can be part of it?
You're the chapter head.
Yeah, you'll be like the Dave Chappelle.
We got to make him wear a freaking hood everywhere now. They're like, what the fuck? This guy's got freaking flip-flops and shorts. We know he's not white. Don't worry about it.
There's 4 inches of snow out. That's definitely not a white dude. Because he's not wearing socks with those sandals.
And do you call them thongs?
Thongs?
Dude, I grew up. Like the flip-flops that, you know.
Yeah.
Flip-flops. We
my call mom and her sister.
Yeah. Growing up, my mom, my grandmas, they'd call them thongs.
Thongs.
Huh? I mean, I didn't know what a thong was until I got to be an adult and the girls were wearing them. And I heard thongs, right?
Yeah.
I thought thongs were things you wore on your feet.
No, thongs go cover your vagina. Like barely, just barely.
Thongs are awesome.
Oh, I know they are nowadays. Thank you.
I'm talking whale tails, brother.
Jake just learned about
that. Whale tails?
Well, I do now. Yeah. I do now. I know what they are now.
Oh, I knew what back then.
Whale tail when I was a child? No, I didn't know that.
Oh.
I didn't know that until I was an adult.
Like when you were like a teenager, you didn't know whale tails?
Yeah, Joss had to show me.
See, this is our first edition of Savages Learn. Jake just learned what a thong was.
Just learned now.
You're wearing one. How do you not know?
I just called it actually, I don't know what I called it.
It's a floss. Like, I just called it a loincloth.
I called it a floss.
Dude, that was one of the best things is
flossing your booty hole.
Yeah, basically.
When you're like 14, 15 and you're hanging out the mall, because that was cool back then with all your buddies and then chicks around, you know, dropping shit. You're like, oh, whale tail spotting.
I guess I didn't spot many whale
tails.
The mall.
Yeah, I didn't spot many whale tails.
Still waiting for Joss to give her you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was in a gang. I told you.
Yeah.
Cool. So that means that if we're going to be acknowledging Women's Month, what's it called? What's the technical term? Is it not
Women's History Month?
Is it Women's History Month?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be called Women's Her Story Month?
Her Story? Because it's his.
Her Story Month?
It's not his story. It's
Women's
Her Story,
Her Story Month.
Yeah.
And that came from a brown guy. Even you white people are still like, nah, we're still going to take a little bit away from the Women's Month.
Shark Month?
Shark Month.
Shark Week.
That's in August.
Shark Week.
Shark Week. No.
What if that coincided with Women's History Month?
That was Shark
Week. Right in the middle of it. It has to be 1 week long, like sometime in the month. It's Shark Week.
Towards the third or fourth week of the month.
Petition to change it to March.
Yeah. Yes, please.
We should. We should start. What is it? Thewhitehouse.org, whatever the petition one.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
move yeah. it to August, Women's History Herstory Month.
Yeah, or we do the flip flop and just bring the Shark Week over.
Shark Week to the.
That'd be easier to bring Shark Week to March.
That would be glorious. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that would be so funny.
So I've got Joss, Women's History Month acknowledged. Since Fitz plays a woman at work, we're going to do Fitz next. How you doing, Fitz?
Hello. How are you?
He identifies as such at work and other places, right?
Yeah.
It's called being gender fluid.
Yeah,
fluid. Jacob.
Fluidity. Yeah,
don't try to label him. Don't put him in a box.
Fucking
no, sorry about
like
that.
You labeled your wife.
Also, he's fluid. It makes sense with Shark Week and everything. There's lots of fluids there too. Blood, semen, water.
I believe it's called chum. Chum in the water.
So
call it chum sometimes.
When I was a young lad,
I haven't even introduced you yet.
No, it's
who are you?
Who the fuck is talking
who is
right now?
Right here?
You know, perusing the Victoria's Secret catalog, I had some gender fluid there.
Some gender fluid on the Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, pages stuck
I believe
together.
That's called gender flowing.
No, it's fluid, baby. It's more of a viscous substance.
It's a viscous, kind of like chum.
Yeah, chum.
Chummy. It's got some chunks.
Just gender fluid.
That depends on what you ate.
Yeah.
Holy shit! If we have not been canceled yet, we are definitely going to be canceled now.
Fuck it. And I've got Jeremy.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we've been putting this out for you guys. Hopefully you guys have been liking this season 3. We feel like we've really hit our stride. It's been fun so far. We got some good interviews coming up too. So.
Oh, yeah.
We had one bail today. We're supposed to have one of our boys come up and do it, but he bailed. So
numbers aren't a strong suit. So.
You guys might have heard about him. He was the bitch that broke our other mixer. Definitely wasn't me. It was the other guy.
Andrewina.
McFisted a lot. Oh, yeah. We never dropped that episode, so they don't even get that name reference. But he knows.
You broke the mixer in the middle of it, so we didn't
that
even
traitor.
Finish
no,
the episode.
Andrewina did. It's his drunk ass that didn't. And I can say that because he's not up here to defend himself.
You'd say it anyway, even if he was here. All right, cool. Well, let's bust out some of these nationals. I've got a good story I want to bring up here and pick you guys' brains about what happened here.
Hit it.
You want me to start it off?
Yeah, if you want to.
I'll start it off. Cool. So starts off, I'll read you guys the title. It says here, Montana man used animal tissue and testicles to breed giant sheep for sale.
Holy shit. I heard the story on the radio a couple days ago.
Did you hear about this?
Holy shit.
Let me get you into this. So it says here, Montana rancher illegally used tissue and testicles from wild sheep killed by hunters in Central Asia and the U.S. to breed giant hybrid sheep for sale to private hunting preserves in Texas. So you've got a guy who's collecting these giant sheep testicles.
Tissue and testicles. So these sheep were killed in Central Asia.
They're the largest sheep breed in the world.
And then this,
he bought them.
And then he bought the testicles and he brought the testes over and extracted some semen from them and then implanted the semen into
some gender
the bighorn sheep.
Yeah,
some gender fluid sheep.
No, he extracted the gender fluid.
The gender fluid. Oh, he pulled that gender fluid out, put it inside of his bighorn sheep here in Montana, and then created these hybrid type huge fucking sheep
and
sold them to hunting preserves in Texas.
Does it say how big they were? Because when they were talking about it on the radio, they didn't describe
the size. So he has
this
one who's like basically his stud sheep that he uses to impregnate the other bighorn sheep, this hybrid sheep that he's created. And apparently it's a really big sheep. Their freaking horns are huge. And that's kind of what people are going for. But up in Montana back in like 2003, I think it was, maybe it was 2000, they made it illegal to breed animals just to have to hunt on preserves. But he owns a ranch up there and he's kind of grandfathered into the thing. They still can't hunt on it, but he can like breed these animals.
Right.
But
so they,
he got in trouble for
they
some
banned
of this
it
shit.
Across the country?
No, just his state.
Just in Montana.
Just Montana?
Montana makes it so you can't do that stuff. You can do it down in Texas.
So he breeds them and then sells them to a state where you can hunt them for game.
Yeah. But it's illegal to traffic animals, apparently. That's what they called it in this freaking story. So let me get into it.
Holy cow. Let the man.
Does he have a breeder's permit?
Up there in Montana, he can breed. Arthur Jack Schubarth. That's our boy's name. He's 80 years old, by the way.
Schubarth? Is that a German name?
Maybe. S-C-H-U-B-A-R-T-H.
Let's go with it.
Cool. Schubarth.
Freaking German.
80 of Vaughn, Montana pleaded guilty to felony charges, boys. Felony charges of wildlife trafficking and conspiracy to traffic wildlife. Each count carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Yeah. Basically, if you copy sheep, it's the same fine as copying DVDs and selling them.
Piracy.
Piracy.
He's a sheep pirate.
He's a sheep
pirate. He's a sheep pirate.
A German sheep pirate.
A German sheep pirate.
The name is German.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Confirmed.
See?
Fucking
you know your Germans real well.
Fucking around
you know
with
your
stuff.
Germans, Fitz. Yeah. Remember, he is part German.
Dude, I'm channeling my inner Nazi.
Oh, dang. Channeling his inner Nazi. Maybe because you're married to one. or living with one.
I was going to say, I'm like,
civil marriage. Civil. Anyway, it's a civil union.
But not a lot of civility in that union.
All right. So the male Argali sheep can top out around 300 pounds with horns up to 5 feet long, according to officials, making them prized among some hunters. Huge, right? They're protected under international convention as a threatened species and outlawed for import into Montana to protect native sheep from disease and hybridization.
He's on his private reserve.
He's on his private reserve, dude.
But if it's illegal, you can't import it.
But why?
It's just illegal, so I'm saying, to protect the other wildlife.
You're on your private preserve. Why can you not breed what the fuck you want?
Especially if you're exporting them out to be hunted.
For the same reason that we don't want to be breeding dinosaurs on a private fucking island.
No, those are great shows.
Have you not seen the new Jurassic Park where they get introduced to the mainland?
That actually happened in the old one.
Yeah, it did. It happened a while ago.
They
redid it again?
No.
Rehashing stuff, Hollywood? You fucks?
Built on top of it. But in the second movie, the animals get brought into and imported illegally into the mainland.
Nice. To sell.
And then they all get loose. And then in the third one, you're dealing with like all these dinosaurs all over the country.
That's cool, bro. I'm all about that.
Yeah, until you wake up and there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex in your backyard.
And then smoke it.
And then
with fucking what?
Anzio Ironworks 20mm, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have one of those?
I do.
No, you don't.
Right now.
No, you don't.
Call Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It'll be an hour before
if I had a 700 Nitro Express, I would take out a T-Rex.
You said if.
I'm saying those aren't that hard to procure. You could totally do it. And if dinosaurs were roaming rampant, I would absolutely have one of those. Yeah. Yes, I would.
The tank at my family store still works. Oh, so we all know.
We got a fucking tank.
How long does it take for a fucking tank to roll down the highway?
We would have it here.
We would get it on the flipping truck and ship it up here. We'll be fine.
And nobody else in Joss's family is going to want a tank to protect their family from the T-Rex?
No, they wouldn't even think about it, bro. And we're also going to get, they've got a Mod Deuce up on the freaking wall. We grab that Mod Deuce. That's a 50 cal, homie. That'll take out a T-Rex, no probs.
I think you guys are wildly underestimating Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I'm telling you right now, you would smoke him.
Clearly, you guys haven't been watching the historical documents of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I have not. Apparently hard
T-Rex
enough.
T-Rex kills everything.
They didn't have the right weaponry ever. Did you ever see anybody have a 50 cal?
Yes.
When?
In the, what was it, the original, the second and third one, InGen, they try to smoke a bunch of animals with a 50 cal, and the T-Rex eats the helicopter.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I saw it on the History Channel.
It would have been a short movie.
It was a historical docuseries.
So this is where government steps in. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Todd Kim described Shubar's actions as an audacious scheme to create massive hybrid sheep species to be sold and hunted as trophies. Kim said the defendant violated the Lacey Act that restricts wildlife trafficking and prohibits the sale of falsely labeled wildlife. They're getting him on so many fucking technicalities here. It blows my mind.
I could understand if this was an animal that he was trying to breed that could like eat people. Like if they're trying to build these hybrid mountain lions into these giant bear cat type things. Yeah. I can understand that, but
public health crisis.
It's a fucking sheep, safety bro. Issue. It's an herbivore.
Yeah.
It eats green leafy things. It doesn't eat meat.
Says here, authorities agreed under the terms he agreed to a plea deal to not pursue further charges against the defendant pending his cooperation in the government's ongoing investigation in the wildlife trafficking case.
So they turned him into a snitch?
Basically.
A wildlife snitch?
Yeah.
A sheep snitch.
So the government, yeah.
I thought Montana was allegedly the last frontier.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they probably did that back then because people were probably trying to get like bison, probably to breed bison, to hunt bison.
What's the problem with that though?
I don't see a problem with it, but
aren't you they breed it out
species.
If you breed it out in captivity and it's yours, you breed it out. You can do what the fuck you want with it.
You can do that. There are places you can get a bison. I've eaten a bison burger,
bro.
They have some downtown at the. We had that when we were on that suicide.
Yeah.
At that parking structure, and you went and picked it up because I was holding security.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You went and picked it up for us.
Yeah.
Those were bison burgers. They were delicious.
Yeah. I love bison.
And so, what's the difference? They're endangered, right? But people can, I guess, if they're not hunted, they're not hunted,
but they just got them in captivity and then they bring them in and slaughter them and it's fine there.
All you had to do
would that be a form of slavery?
No.
No?
It's an animal, bro.
Animals don't have rights, except in Montana.
That's true. They are property. I love explaining that to people when I tell them that their pets are not people. They're upset about their property. Oh, they lose their mind. I know
the reason this really happened.
It's my fur baby.
I know the reason.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So he was making these big ass sheep, right?
Yeah.
And so the government found out and they wanted it for themselves because Joe Biden wants to put a saddle on it and ride it. He wants to ride around the White House in his big sheep, his big comfy sheep. That's why they did it.
He saw the movie The Hobbit, right? The Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to be like that fucking dwarf on a sheep.
Yeah. Ironfoot or whatever his name is.
Something like that. Yeah. Sounds like a big old waste of time and resources. So they've got this guy. I know.
Like, can you believe this? Like the things that the government focuses on to try to, you know, like how much time and energy and effort has been put into this where this guy is like just making some sheep. It's not like he's freaking trafficking people or drugs. It's not like he's like harming anybody. He's getting some sheep, making them big ass sheep so he can turn a profit on it by selling it for people to go kill. Yeah. To hunt, dude. Like, I don't see a problem with that. It just kind of blows my mind the government overreach on this.
Like, there aren't other important things we can be focusing on?
Seriously. How about the fucking border, first of all? Right? Focus on that shit, please. Judas Priest. Like, so, how many freaking terrorists are jumping into this damn country?
We could breed those big-ass sheep and put them down there as, like, the border patrol.
That would be dope.
Like, when you start to cross the border, you just have this 300-pound animal with 5-foot-long
horns
just rammed.
Truck you.
Fuck, dude.
You just got trucked by this fucking sheep.
So, would he have gotten in trouble if, because he bred them, which... It sounds like if he just bred him and didn't sell him, it would have been okay.
You can't import the animals, though, to, like, that the testicles. Like, they never said that was necessarily illegal.
I would assume that it's probably listed in the import. Uncle Sam is very good at listing all that stuff.
You remember we did tell those stories about how those people were getting those, was it, like, donkey penises whatever?
Yeah.
Down in Florida.
Taking them to different locations. And then we had other ones where they were harvesting other different animal organs and stuff.
Well, there's that, like, tanker of bull jizz was missing in Florida. Or something like that.
That's right.
Bull semen, whatever.
Freaking Florida.
We got somebody creating some sort of hybrid animal out there with just a giant penis.
Some bull. Is that what they were breeding? The penis?
Yeah.
We just want to breed this one body part from the animal.
Like stitching it on there.
The Frankenstein animal.
Yes, that's what they're doing. Create some Franken animal. Anyway.
It is kind of mind-boggling that's what they... You have so much crazy shit going on and you want to get pissed because a guy's breeding big ass sheep to get shot.
Yeah.
I wonder how did this all come to their attention?
Somebody's undercover in this animal ring.
He's like, let me get a look at that bull's balls, that sheep balls. Let me see them sheep balls.
So sheep balls don't look normal.
Because I got to feel them.
I got to feel them
on my chin.
Put them in my hand.
I got to taste it.
So fucking, you got creepy Uncle Corn Pop riding around the fucking White House in a big ass sheep because he wanted his fucking play toys.
I mean, I would give Biden a high five if that dude actually showed up to a press conference.
He'd get on that sheep and he'd fall right the fuck off. He can't even ride a bicycle. He's not going to ride a sheep.
He wasn't even riding it when he fell. He was stationary. I know. That dude was stationary
He forgot to put his feet down.
Did you see all the tags, all the reenactments of that came out afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Holy shit. People are savage.
Oh, yeah.
The best was when he was walking up the stairs to get on the plane and he fell like 20 times. Yes. Can't navigate steps.
Well, that's happened multiple times.
Yeah.
Isn't there a joke? Like, you're so stupid that you fall upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's like, you're so... Oh, never mind. That's the president.
That's
you're funny. So stupid, you're the president.
So we've just entered
that's the new joke.
We've just entered a new realm. When this episode drops, we will be labeled a terrorist organization now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bro, we're cops. We're already labeled a terrorist organization.
We'll be extremists.
We're like double Terry.
Double Terry.
Nice. All right. Well, that's my story, whether or not it's good or not. Sorry. I thought it was going to be fucking funnier.
I like it because I was driving. I think I was heading into training yesterday and I heard that story and I'm like, who gets in trouble for breeding giant ass sheep?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, that is
any of you savages out there, you breeding those sheep, keep it on the DL.
I bet Andrew's breeding sheep, but he's doing it wrong. He's not inseminating other sheep, he's inseminating himself.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, do I shoot this in my balls, babe? Or how does this work? Sorry, Andrew, I love you, but you're still a traitor.
The father of endocrinology, how that became a science. You know the story behind that?
No.
So some scientist back in the day was getting dog jizz and injecting it to his arm. And
that's up.
What?
Google it.
No, I believe you, but that's crazy. The endocrinologist who invented, like, or not invented, he didn't invent shit, but discovered the study of it and whatnot. He was injecting dog
jizz
semen into his arms?
Yeah.
For like, what?
In the vein or in the muscle or what?
I heard this from...
Intravenous? That's some thick-ass blood you got there, buddy.
It's some thick blood.
It is arm.
It's like a testosterone replacement, or what was the purpose?
Yeah, I heard this from Ryan Humiston. Okay. He was talking about, one of his videos, and he was talking about how that's kind of how they, like, endocrinology, that's how they started finding out, because this guy was, the scientist was milking dogs for their jisms and injecting into his arm. And then they, from that, fell out, like, are the hormones and stuff like that. And so, but that's how, and so you've got this guy, you know, obviously this was years and years ago. This was some time ago, but who knows, if we would have let this Montana guy keep going, he could have cured COVID.
Figure something out, right? Yeah.
Big sheep jizz cures COVID.
Because now we know about endocrinology, thanks to this guy shooting up jizz in his arms from the dogs. What happens if, like you said, if we found out some new discoveries?
Sheep balls. He thinks he's got
According to news-medical.net, on the endocrinology history, in 1889, this guy needs to get all the credit. Just having your last name is not enough, sir. In 1889, somebody Brown Siquard, a French physician,
gotta be the Siquard, French,
injected himself with a preparation made up of blood from testicular veins, semen, and extracts of dog, guinea pig, and rabbit testicles, and reported significant improvement in his strength, stamina, and concentration.
I bet he did.
How the fuck? Who the fuck comes up with that? Hey, Jerry, I got an idea. Let's get all this blood and semen, and let's inject it into me and see how I feel.
Hold on. Tell me you haven't thought.
No. I don't know what the rest of your question is, but the answer is no.
Tell me you haven't thought.
What are you thinking about?
About taking some bulges and shooting it up. You know that you're going to become super fucking human.
You see those?
If you took the concoction of bulges and then you had the stasis fluid for it was maple syrup, you are fucking unstoppable.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Unstoppable.
So you're a hybrid with diabetes is what you're saying.
Well,
you're a diabetic hybrid.
The sugars from the maple will just basically make it so it is supercharged.
Supercharged.
We've come at other countries entirely before, but I'm going to come at the entire country of France. What the fuck is going on with your entire country?
I mean,
how do you, like you were saying, how do you get on those animals? A dog and a rabbit and a hamster?
Well, I'm thinking, think about a dog, obviously. Dogs, I mean, they've got lots of stamina.
Yeah.
I mean, they run around. I mean, it depends on the kind of dog, but man, those dogs can't go for days.
Oh, yeah.
Hamsters, hung like a bull hamster. So you're thinking to yourself, maybe I'm going to get a big dick. It's going to help me get larger.
Yeah.
If you want to get larger, why wouldn't you go walrus?
Maybe, but those are hard to find. So a little bit easier to find a hamster. So you've got the hamster, you've got the dog. They've got some traits there, your characteristics you're looking for. And then rabbits, dude, what do?
They're fast as fuck.
They're fast, but also
they're apex predators, bro.
They bang. They bang like Bang Bros from Florida.
Exactly.
All the time.
The Bang Bro Center.
Bro, those guys can go.
But,
and go.
And so,
go.
That's so you
see, these are the attributes and the traits that I want. I'm going to make some hybrid serum. That's what it is. That makes sense.
And so that's how you get endocrinology. Shit.
Okay, hold on. We're down the fucking rabbit hole now.
Hell yeah. The rabbit hole.
Literally.
Nope. That's not what I meant. We're down the
walrus hole?
Snake hole. Man. Okay, so this is from Irish News. This is January of 2019. Man injected his own semen into his arm for 18 months to treat back pain.
There you go.
33-year-old man required medical treatment at a Dublin hospital after repeatedly injecting himself with his own semen in a bizarre attempt to treat his long-standing lower back pain.
Well, that's easy to explain.
That's easy to explain.
He's Irish. He's drunk as shit.
Yeah. But not just that. Like, if you're going to take your own semen, like, that's not going to help.
No.
You got to get something else
that has different properties.
Yeah, exactly. Also, when they talked about that dude from 1889 from France, whatever the fuck his name was.
Brown Siquard.
Brown Dickwad.
He made some sort of serum. He didn't say he took the straight semen.
No, it was,
there's some blood in there.
Yeah.
You got to mix blood and semen sometimes.
Together.
Depends.
Charles Edouard Brown Siquard.
Yeah, you make a serum. That's what you got to do.
So Dr. Siquard, he's...
Siquard.
I can see how he finds some of these animals, but if I'm like, I want to get the best.
Yeah.
How do you not look at a bull? Yeah. Was it that one breed, Belgian Blue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they have that mutated gene or whatever, where they're 100% muscle?
Yeah, because they have the myostatin inhibitors.
The myostatin inhibitors, exactly.
Hold on. Why the fuck do you guys know so much about
Have you ever seen a
Belgian Blue? They have a genetic predisposition where they have myostatin inhibitors.
It's a Belgian Blue what? What am I searching? Belgian Blue. There's Belgian like Blue cow.
Bull. Yes. Cow or bull.
What in the actual fuck is that?
Yeah, that's
Belgian Blue.
That's what I'm talking about. So that's natural. And so because of their genetic makeup, they have those myostatin inhibitors, or they have that where they can...
Because like, myostatin is in muscles, and it makes it so your muscles don't continue to grow.
Yeah.
And it kind of limits the ability for you to... So if they have those inhibitors, it makes it so their muscles just continue to fuck.
They don't stop,
popping. They pop those muscles looking like Popeye.
Yeah. And so I think they're actually doing studies on how to extrapolate that and get that. So, I mean, because I would do that.
They have myostatin inhibitors that you can take. How effective they are, I don't know, but that is something that is...
So if I'm going to mix some serum, some blood, and some jizz, I'm going with the Belgian blue.
Oh, for sure. Because you're going to get in that DNA that you're extracting, you're going to get those myostatin inhibitors.
What are the long-term side effects of this, though?
Doesn't matter.
Just strength.
Just
strength. Just strength. Lots of muscles.
Look at the balls on that thing.
Damn, Joss.
Damn, Joss. Look at it. I didn't get to see the balls.
I was going
to
say they made the Do Your Balls Hang Low song based off of this guy.
Off the Belgian blue cow.
And they do. Yes. They do hang low.
They do.
Look at the ass on that one.
That guy's been doing his squats.
Look at the balls on that one. Look at the ass on that one.
And then the
damn, Joss.
Do Your Balls Hang Low. This is all about animal balls.
Joss is just going off about the anatomical structures of males, apparently, today. It is Women's Month.
So yeah, talking about balls.
You do.
That's perfect. Women's Month. Let's talk about balls.
Let's talk about balls.
Do you want to talk about balls?
That was a fun. That was an interesting.
Holy shit.
That was wow. That, yeah. I mean, I don't know how we got over there. It was fun, though. You got some stories? You got a story?
Yes.
What you got?
Probably not. Actually, okay. I've got one that's pretty good. I've got a bunch. But.
So there's an update to one of you have an update to
for
one
what?
Of.
Didn't
you go to court recently on a case?
Oh, I do. I'll tell a story. Yeah. I'll tell a story.
Oh, Georgia was telling us about that yesterday.
That's exactly.
George told you something about it? I didn't hear George's side of it. You guys have to tell me George's side.
He just told us that they played his Axon
the
body
video
camera.
Yeah. They played mine too, but mine's not as good as George's.
It's just sweet.
We'll tell that story. I'll tell that story.
So let's go to Oklahoma. I don't think we've told an Oklahoma story before.
Okies? Oh, we have.
Yeah.
We've told some Okie stories.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So let's go to Oklahoma, where we are going to talk about a viral Deer Creek High School toe licking fundraiser.
What the fuck?
Jocelyn almost lost her coffee.
It gets better.
Wait, the coffee or the toes?
It gets better because I got videos.
The two combined.
Are you on OnlyFans?
Me? My toes?
No.
Your toe licking videos.
The toe licking videos.
No.
Is that where you found it?
No, it's just on the link.
They wanted to partner with Three Cops, One Mic. But.
So Deer Creek High School did a fundraising event for a local coffee shop that is called Not Your Average Joe Coffee. So Not Your Average Joe Coffee is a nonprofit that employs students and adults with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities.
Okay.
So it's a nonprofit. I don't know how that works if you're a coffee shop and you're charging people. Like, I feel like that's kind of for profit, but maybe I'm misunderstanding
how
it
works. Well, nonprofits still make money.
Yeah, not-for-profit can still make money.
It's just... the way that it's set up your based. Business yeah, it's and like tax taxes.
See, I don't know anything
because
about
I'm sure they qualify for that status if they hire people with disabilities.
Sure. Yeah,
I'm
so
sure.
They get funds.
That's what their entire premise is. They have six different shops in the Oklahoma City area. So every year, Deer Creek High School, the student body officers get together and they have a fundraiser every year and they select a nonprofit organization. Well, this year they chose Not Your Average Joe Coffee. And so for whatever, and they also decide how they're going to do the fundraising, like what events they're doing. So this year they did a fundraiser where students would pay, or students would volunteer to be part of it, and then others would pay to take part into it. So you would volunteer to be like the person that does the toe licking, and then if you wanted to take part in it, you had to pay, and then
to get your toes licked.
Yes.
So
what the fuck?
This is getting dangerously close to like prostitution.
Oh,
I feel like.
Yeah. Well, and then you have to pay to come and watch it.
And their kids.
Voyeurism.
You have to pay to come watch it.
That's part of the fundraiser.
Damn.
Take a wild guess. Keep in mind these are high school students.
Okay.
Take a wild guess how much money these kids raised for Not Your Average Joe's Coffee.
Wait, who was doing the toe licking?
Students. These are all students.
You volunteer to lick,
yes.
And then you get paid, and then you have to pay to get your toes licked, and you have to pay to watch the toes getting licked.
Just guess. Just
$150,000.
Yeah, shut your fucking mouth.
I was going to say $150,000.
$152,830.38.
The price is right, bitch.
The price is right, bitch.
These people raised over $150,000.
Damn.
So, hold on.
Making kids Let me verify.
It's all voluntary.
Was
Look
it, though?
Look at this guy. Jake's dying right now.
Oh, my gosh. You're telling me that I can't fucking hybridize a damn goat or a sheep, but I can go get toes licked by kids? The fuck is up with DOJ, bro? That's fucked up.
So if I happened to be in Oklahoma and I wanted to participate, I could go pay a child yes. to lick my fucking correct. Feet.
Dude, that is wrong on so many that levels. Is yeah, that is wrong so on so many up. Levels.
Holy fuck.
Holy shit.
It doesn't go into the specifics.
Of course
right?
not.
But that is the basis of what is happening. So, and here's the crazy thing, and it's wildly unfair in my opinion. When these videos and stuff went out, Not Your Average Joe's Coffee got absolutely lambasted. Like, people are calling, cussing out the employees and all these things. And so the CEO was like putting out all these social media things, these posts and videos, trying to explain to people like, this is not our fundraiser. Like, we are simply the recipients, the student.
We're just taking the yeah. money from the toe lickers. Well, no,
the student body decided that we were the recipients. Like, they decided the event, all these things. Like, we didn't know until they actually told us that, hey, you know, we raised all this money for you. And then they're just getting absolutely crucified in
who's
real
they?
Time.
Who is
the organization?
The coffee shop.
Not your yeah.
Like, the coffee shop is
he's saying that
crucified?
He's saying that when those videos went out, it was like several days where it was nonstop phone calls at the actual stores, and people are just calling and cussing out. Like, these are children that work there, and you yeah, know, mentally
yeah, yeah.
disabled people, yeah. and so they're just yeah, they're getting called every name under the sun. You have these adults with intellectual developmental and physical disabilities, and these dudes are just getting.
So did anything happen to the people
sun.
Who actually put on the fundraiser?
The liquors. Doesn't say anything. There's just a big outcry. The state school superintendent said that there's going to be an investigation, but
into what?
Since then,
the deed is done. The money is spent. What the fuck are you going to investigate?
And you said there's video, right? Did you say yes. video proof of all of this? So
yeah.
If anyone needs a fundraiser idea,
well, and so it's go. Funny you say that, because there have been a series of other schools and organizations that have copied that.
Are you serious?
And have since done that same thing and have been mildly to moderately successful in raising. A shit ton of money.
It blows my mind that this kind of thing is going on.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah, that's just weird.
But
that's so
sheeps or not.
Yeah, weird. Holy
I
shit.
Mean, even just take away, like, let's say we hadn't even heard about the sheep balls.
Yeah.
And this is the only story we had right here.
Yeah.
You've got children, because they're fucking kids.
They're kids, dude.
They're fucking kids.
They ain't adults.
But you said anyone can participate, right?
That's what he said, yeah.
So
you get this creepy.
So some creepy dude can go in there and be like, okay, I'm going to donate for this little girl to lick my toes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And then his creepy buddies go and watch.
That's so messed
Fitz
up.
Is showing us a video right now.
Let me see.
So these people are sitting on a bleacher. They've got their feet on the ground, and these kids are on the freaking ground on their bellies, sitting there licking these people's feet.
It's not like
feet.
A one lick. They're like,
they're going at it.
So they put peanut butter on the toes.
How many licks
so
does it take to get
up
the center of a
that is so gross.
Pedophile.
That is so gross.
And these are adults.
Yeah.
Okay, these are adult toes that they're, well, most of them. I think that one kid's
so,
a kid.
So wrong on so many levels.
So let me ask you, how much money
none.
Would it take
none.
For you to participate in none. This type of event?
None.
Not involving children. They're at least 18 years old and they're graduated from high school for a good cause, right? Let's say like a children's cancer institute.
I'm glad you put that qualifier, because
how much money would it take for you to lick somebody's toes, lick peanut butter off somebody's toes?
Initially, I thought you were going to say, how much money would it take for you to be a pedophile? And there's really none money for me. I don't know.
None money?
None monies.
But
how much money, Jacob, to lick somebody's toes that has peanut butter on it for a child cancer institute?
See, that's the thing is, I think that, you know, that depends, because it depends on who the person is whose fucking yeah. toes I'm licking.
Doesn't matter. Just
some nasty motherfucker.
So, no. It's a clean person. Let's say it's just some normal person. They showered in the morning, got dressed for the day, and then drove to
put
the event.
Put their socks on.
Yeah. Socks and shoes.
Yeah, it's gross.
Drove to the
doesn't
event.
Doesn't matter if they
show. So if you put...
How much
hold
money?
Hold on.
I got to put a lot of qualifiers on this.
Listen, if you take...
That's the only qualifiers you get.
If you take a piece of bread and put it on top, so you've got toe jam and peanut butter and bread. You got a fucking sandwich.
It's a sandwich. It's a PB and toe sandwich. Oh, no, it would be a PB and jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, PB and toe jam sandwich. Yeah, that's... How much money, Jacob? How much money for somebody to donate to this charity?
I get to choose a charity, too?
No. It's to this Child Cancer Institute.
$5.
You would do it for $5?
Yeah, $5.
It's a good cause. I'd go with $5.
For child
$5.
Cancer?
Well, now I know what we're going to be doing now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be hosting the first ever Domesticated Savages fundraiser. And no. Jake's going to be licking toes for $5 a pop.
We're not a freaking nonprofit. organization.
Yeah, we're collecting the money as a fundraiser.
We're a no-profit organization.
We're gonna donate it.
Let me put this out there. Hold on. This is honesty time now.
Honesty. All right. Ooh. All right. Honesty time, because I haven't been honest yet.
Of the four of us, have you ever had your toe? Have you ever licked a toe or had a toe licked? Never in your whole life.
Either or.
You've never licked one like a friend. You guys were just goofing.
Like when you were pegging Jake, like you didn't put his foot on your face and
I figured you're a liar.
I just don't remember that very well.
Shit.
And as soon as I said no, I was like, right? I haven't.
I may have licked her toes before.
See, that's what I'm saying. Honesty time. Joss tried to lie.
Did she? Okay. We know Joss is a liar. Jake, did she like it? Did she seem to enjoy said licking of toes?
It wasn't the only thing that was going on.
No, you're right. We're just isolating that one act.
But yeah,
she didn't hate it. It contributed. It was a good contributing factor.
Look at you over here in the corner trying to feign disgusted.
I thought you were a sog. Trying to be all coy. You just lost your sog membership. I'm talking about
doing the licking. Like, getting licked.
I said, have you ever licked or
either or?
Been licked?
I was saying, like, I was grossed out by, that doesn't excite me about getting my toes licked, but it's also not as bad as actually licking someone's toes.
So let's ask you the same question we asked Jake. How much money for a nonprofit children's cancer institute organization would it take for you to lick the peanut butter off of somebody's toes? Same conditions that Jake had.
$1.5 million.
Fuck.
I'm a fucking cheap date, bro.
Obviously, Joss doesn't give
a shit. Why are you going to do that?
Like, Joss doesn't give a shit about kids.
No, I would raise more money for them.
Yeah, how many donors are running around with $1.5 million they're just going to willy-nilly give up?
There might be one. And then I'll have made more money than Jake did.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh, because I'm not going to lick just one person's toes.
You're going to $1.5 million
toes. Fuck, ton of people's toes.
That's gross.
Jake's going to have so much protein from all that. What is it? Like one tablespoon's like 9 grams of protein.
Yeah.
That's going to be a shit ton of protein, bro. See? Let that be known. Joss doesn't give a fuck about it.
Have you ever licked a toe or been a...
Yeah, both. Yeah. I've received and given toe lickings.
On randos?
Oh, that's like a daily thing. Yeah. It's like back in the old school days in the Bible when Jesus would like wash people's feet.
You do it with your tongue.
I take that same thing, but I just do it orally.
You do it with your tongue?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, hey, homeless guy, let me honor you by cleaning your feet with my tongue.
Johnson's about to lose it.
Hold on. Is that how you got gout?
No.
Can I get mouth gout from him?
Yeah. I actually.
Makes sense.
Is it transmittable?
Yeah, possibly. That's how you got gout, bro.
I'm just out there spreading gout.
Gout pandemic.
It's like, I didn't know it was transmissible. Like, we found foot to mouth. That's the legit foot and mouth
hand
disease.
Hand,
foot, and mouth disease.
Hand, foot, and mouth gout.
Fitz is the propagator of that. Hand, foot, mouth, and gout.
Patient zero.
The health department's listening to this. They're like, well, we found patient zero.
It's like, well, we thought it was a monkey from Africa, but apparently
it's this fucking guy.
So you can get gout in your mouth, and it presents as TMJ, similar symptoms as TMJ.
What's TMJ?
Gives you lockjaw.
Tight mouth jaw.
Tight mouth jaw?
That's
tight mouth jaw.
Tight mouth jaw.
It's temporal mandibular joint.
Tight mouth jaw.
I think it's temporal mandibular joint.
Tight mouth jaw. Yeah, it is.
It is? I was right? Hell yeah.
It's tight mouth jaw. You get tight mouth jaw?
What about
I know
you?
That because I have a fucked up TMJ.
What about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, Jeremy.
Jeremiah. Jeremy.
Do I have a tight mouth jaw?
Given or received?
No, yes. I don't.
No, he's got a loose. I've helped him out.
Loose mouth jaw.
I've helped him loosen that TMJ.
You don't have gout mouth?
I don't have gout mouth.
You've never given or received the licking of toes?
No, I've licked a toe. I honestly don't think I've ever had my toes licked.
No.
And it just has never come up.
That would not appeal.
I'm not like, my feet like really aren't ticklish or anything. Like there's those people who like don't touch my feet in any sort of fashion, like a foot or nothing, you know, but I'm pretty sure I know I've licked a toe or two, but.
Would you like your toes licked right now?
Are you offering $5?
$5?
I know he's got a.
Shit, I'll Venmo Joss right now for $5 for that shit.
I know he's got a broken toe. I was going to make it feel better.
Just tongue it a little bit.
It'll heal it quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've also participated in the studies of the dogs and the hamsters and the rabbits.
So you have healing properties in saliva. Your saliva.
The saliva will add to it.
Do you just inject that directly into the tongue?
No, it just propagates and flows throughout my body.
The circulatory system makes it get around.
Yeah.
Stupid. Holy shit. We have some weird ass shit we talk about.
I'm still like floored that if a dude shows up to have these kids look at us, how do you not look at that dude and be like, you're a fucking pederast.
You're a fucking pedo, bro.
Maybe like, that's what we should do. We should
round them up.
Hold a fundraiser. Say that
we're raising money for some cause.
And so then it's just, like, round them up.
The children's hospital we somewhere or something.
About, they've done stuff like this, not necessarily with this exact foray into catching people with the toe lickings.
Yeah.
But, you know, government has put on different things. Like, they're having the Super Bowl, and they were putting out these PSAs to these people who had
outstanding warrants,
And they said, hey,
they've done that a couple times.
Yeah, you've won Super Bowl tickets. Come down here to claim your tickets.
Yeah.
And they show up, and they arrested thousands of people.
Oh, yeah.
Who had these warrants.
They take them, and they check in, hold your ID, and they go in the back room, like, oh, go get your tickets. And they're like, oh, actually, you're under arrest.
Yeah. And so he does stuff like that.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen where, like, do I still could go to the Super Bowl? No, motherfucker, you can go to jail.
No, dummy.
You're going to jail.
About it. That was fake. So you do this with a toe licking. You say, come get your toes licked, pay a nominal fee. They show up and you just take them straight.
And you
to
take
jail.
Them like, oh, you got to register. And so they register. And then
what are they registering on though? The sex offender registry.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is they register and you run their name. And even if they're not on the registry, there's something.
No, if they're showing up, that just automatically gets them on the registry.
Well, I was going to say what you do is you end up taking them in the back room and you just smoke them in the head.
That's cool. No registry necessary.
Yeah.
You just have like a mass grave in the middle of nowhere prepared.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to know people, obviously, we have a different look behind the scenes of different shit going on. We see behind the curtain, so we kind of understand. But I would like to know from a regular civvy who doesn't have the background in police work to see what kind of shit goes on with things like this. Would they think that it was weird and gross and pedophile type?
To have a kid lick your toe?
Yeah, man.
But even then.
But these people are doing this.
This just popped into my head. So what if you're in Oklahoma and you are a sex offender and then you live in this area of this school and you see this event, you know, promoted like, hey, we're trying to raise money. So you show up and you spend $100. I wonder how many of those people were pedos.
Yeah, seriously.
I guarantee there was a few.
Of course, dude. Are they getting background checked before they get their toes licked?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Of course not, dude. Of course not. So how many more pedos? Obviously. There had to be a percentage that were.
I mean, they're raising 150 grand. Did the story ever mention like the price?
Typical.
The price per pop?
No.
Money that was put on per donation?
No. I'm assuming it had to be a significant amount.
I bet you money? No.
You really think?
I bet you money is like
$20. $152,000?
Yeah, but how many people came through? How long did it go on for?
It doesn't have that information.
Yeah, co-sponsored by fucking Jif?
Yeah. Jif. Jif is a sponsor.
Holy shit.
Moms who know.
Are you smoother or crunchy?
Depends on the mood.
If you had to choose one or the other
for the rest of your life,
I'd probably be smooth.
Smooth, I'm smooth too. Crunchy's good once in a while, but I prefer smooth.
Plus, crunchy gets into the toes. Yeah. You get the pieces.
That's the point of it. You want it in there.
No, you don't want to have to be chewing.
So you have to work your way into the toe.
I don't want bite marks on my toes.
No.
You use your tongue to get it out.
To crunch the peanuts?
Yeah, but you don't have to crunch the peanut with the toe in your mouth still.
No, but then you got to lick and then crunch, lick, crunch.
Yeah, once you're all done.
No, your mouth gets full of those chunky pieces, dude.
Yeah. You're chunked up, brother.
All right. Is that the only story you had?
Should probably tell a couple screets.
I'll tell this story real quick. So me and a sergeant, I don't get called to, you know, subpoenaed to court as much as I used to when I was on the streets as a patrol officer, just the way that it works. But recently we had a subpoena. This is George, our buddy we've talked about. He was
our failed producer.
Yeah.
Georgie.
Who's yet to show up.
Georgie, yeah. So George was one of the officers on this call with us. In fact, he wasn't the initial, but he kind of ran the show because the other guy didn't do much on this call. But they show up. And initially it was like a medical call or something, but it's like really a trespass. They called me up there because this guy had holed up inside this bathroom inside this apartment. And the dude who we were dealing with.
Do you remember the initial call was like a trespass or unwanted or something?
Yeah. Well, I think it was actually a medical problem and a trespass kind of combined into one because the dude who was the renter of the apartment had met this guy. Where they'd met, I don't know. Probably Grindr because what it seemed like. The dude who rented the apartment was an older gentleman, probably late 50s. And the dude who's there with them was like in his 20s. And why I'm going to say it's Grindr, it's going to be explained throughout the details of the story. So my guys had already shown up there and fire's on scene because the guy who's called this in, the complainant slash kind of victim of what was going on, has said this, his buddy, his friend, who he's invited over to his apartment, is kind of having mental episode and he won't leave. So it's, once again, it's got some connotations of maybe some medical help, but also also maybe some criminal stuff. So we all show up over there. So in the meantime, the guy is holed up inside this bathroom in the back part of the apartment. It's a bathroom that attaches to the main bedroom, and he won't come out. So the guys get on and said, hey, we've got this guy barricaded in here. We're not sure of the situation. We don't know if he has weapons, but he won't come out to us. And I hear that. I'm like, oh, well, fuck, I'll go up there and help out. So I scoot on up there, get out, walk into the apartment. I meet with George, and George is telling me, like, hey, we've got this guy back here. He is failing to comply. We've tried to communicate with him. He's kind of shouting and screaming. And when George is telling me, I can hear this guy fucking shouting and screaming back in this bathroom. And I'm like, hey, is there anybody back there with him? You know, I got to worry about somebody's safety. No, he's by himself. This guy's acting crazy. I'm talking with George. I said, what do you want to do? Oh, let's go back there and kind of assess when we get back there. All right. So I take him and me, and there's another officer there. And George comes out on taser, and the room is pretty confined. It's a smaller master bedroom, but it's got a big king size bed, and it's kind of occupying most of the room. So there's not very many angles to get to this door to this bathroom. It's at the very rear portion and straight 90 degree to the left. Can't really get a good angle on it. So George comes up to it, knocks on it. Hey, come out, come out. The guy won't come out. So I'm like, tell George, I'm out on lethal cover. Tell George, I'm like, hey, just open the door. Let's try to see if we can peek in there, see what he's got. So George grabs the door handle, tosses it open. Door comes open, and this guy's like, what's going on? Yeah. And we're like, hey, come out, show us your hands. He won't. Well, finally, we can see that he is butt ass naked. He turns the shower on and jumps in the shower now. And he's screaming, like, I can't, no, leave me alone. I don't want this, blah, blah, blah. Ha, ha. Anytime we give him commands, ha, ha. Okay, annoying as shit, right? He's just failing to comply now. So I tell George, let's go inside, grab this guy. So we get inside there. Of course, our body cams are on. And to make this, you know, long story short, we have to take this guy into custody. And he's like holding onto the shower handles. George turns the shower off. He's inside this claw-footed tub.
Slippery as shit.
Slippery as shit. He's wet as hell. Wait, he's high out of his mind.
Did you say a cloth-footed tub?
No, claw-footed tub.
Like the old standalone tubs
that have like feet on the bottom. Like the
okay. It looks like a basin.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a basin, kind of freestanding.
I was like, huh?
Yeah. Huh? You look just like him right there. Do that again.
No.
I'm going to have to come over and suplex you now. Because that's what I did to this guy. So he's failing to comply.
Yeah, but my wang's not out.
Yeah,
so
it's true. So he's butt ass naked, except for he's got one thing he's got on his body that's not, he wasn't born with.
A sock.
No.
Oh.
He's got a fucking cock ring. Yeah, he's got this cock ring on. So anyways, like I said, our body cams are on. It's interesting because afterward, I'll tell this portion of it at the end, but it's funny just to mention we had our body cams on, obviously. So we take him into custody, whatever, but he's got just bleeding everywhere. Now he's got to get a medical. He gets up, goes to the hospital. That's the end of the story pretty much right there, except for now we got to go back and like, we're kind of debriefing. We're back at one of our places that we'd go to write up reports and kind of get everything done through. And Jeremy shows up there. So we're watching the videos just to, you know, type out our reports, make sure we get everything
has to be reviewed because it's Use of force.
You have to review all that stuff. So we're going through the body cams. We're watching stuff, documenting what we did. And Jeremy is sitting there watching as we're displaying this. And Jeremy turns to George. Do you remember what you said?
I was like, did you make a snuff film? Like, are you trying to make a snuff
because
film?
Because I watched my own body cam, which right. Like is normal. You see this naked guy in there, like whatever. But you know, as your body cam's on your chest, you're kind of like oriented to wherever your chest is kind of oriented. And you know, it would pick him up being naked and then like, you know, pick up the side of the room is my body was turning as I'm fighting this guy. But it's funny because I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Jeremy? So I started watching George's cam. He rewinds it to where the spot was where you're talking. And it looked like George had a freaking POV cam that could not unlock from the view of this guy's wiener. Yeah. It was like locked on as we're fighting this guy. And we're giving George shit. Remember what we're saying? We're like, George, what the fuck are you staring at? Like, it's funny because obviously it doesn't matter what you're staring at. Your body cam just can see what it's. It's not like your eyeballs, but it kind of feels like that if you don't know much about it. It looks like George is staring at this guy's cock.
It was like his whole interaction was just a fucking dick shot.
Pointed right at this guy's penis the whole time. As soon as we made entry, it was like penis cam.
POV.
Yeah, penis cam right
so,
there.
And then, so you had to go to court.
Yeah,
and
so then, this is what it comes down to. We had to go to court on this guy just a couple days ago. And I got up, you know, I'm the sergeant. So I got there and I kind of like ran the scene a little bit, made sure we took this guy into custody. And then I passed it off to my guys after we get him in custody. And they go up and they took him to the hospital and did an involuntary commitment on him and screen charges against him for some things. But when we go to court, you know, I'm the first guy who's going to testify, but I go and I'm talking to the lawyer, and the prosecutor says to me, says, okay, this is what we're going to want you to do. We want you to testify about these types of things. Can you testify to this stuff? I said, yeah, I can testify to this stuff. It's my, I've, you know, reviewed my report. report and the body cam before, and yeah, I can testify all that stuff. So they get me up on the stand and they start freaking, you know, just the prosecutor starts out and they're talking to me, kind of establishing the case and what's going on. It's a jury trial, so we got a jury over there. And as I'm talking to them, it's like, you know, pretty easy questions. Obviously, it's just building a base. If you guys ever watched Law and Order, you kind of know what we're talking about. But you build this base of what's going on, and then they turn it over to the defense attorneys to like rebut or bring up their questions they've got.
Cross-examination.
So I had to start testifying. It was right around noon, and I didn't get off the stand until like 1:40. So I was up there for an hour and 40 minutes testifying. It was such a freaking dog and pony show. So there's a judge, obviously. I'm sitting up on the stand, and I'm getting interviewed, cross-examined, and the gal who's the defense attorney, she's asking just like these out of the ballpark questions. They're trying to establish that we didn't arrest this guy. We never formally arrested him.
Like put the handcuffs.
We put the handcuffs on him and we took him into custody, but in lieu of taking him to jail,
because of his medical needs.
Oh. Yes. We took him to the hospital and got him medical help because he freaking was deeked out crazy. Was it a mental illness? Possibly. Was it drug induced? Possibly.
He's a most student likely. Of modern chemistry.
Absolutely. He had needles and stuff like that. So, but you take him over to the hospital, he had wounds and stuff he had to get taken care of. And then you just screen charges, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we did. But they're really pushing that this guy was never arrested. And one of the charges that he had was resisting arrest. And they're trying to fight that charge hardcore. Like, oh, you guys never arrested him. So she's trying to get me on semantics of what's an arrest versus like what's taken into custody. I said, well, in lieu of taking him to jail, we took him to the hospital and we screened charges. So yes, that was an arrest. That was an arrest on the police officer's part. And she's like, that's not what it's defined as in the code, blah, blah, blah. So she was trying to fight that. And finally, she brings up like a pink sheet. So she brings a pink sheet up to me and I didn't do the pink sheet. One of the officers did. Pink sheet is the involuntary commitment paperwork.
For us, we call it a pink sheet because back in the day, I think it still
was all pink.
The paper is pink.
Yes.
And so then you have to fill out information on the paper.
Yeah.
Like where they're going.
It's an involuntary commitment.
Right. And you have to like
fill it out. You basically establish probable cause why this person is suffering from like a mental illness of some sort.
They're a danger to themselves
or others. And they're a danger to themselves or others. That's the PC the probable cause you have to get. And it's basically outlined in state law.
Yes.
It is outlined in state law. So we established that. And the officer who did the involuntary commitment had written it all out. Well, she brings up the actual paper that they had submitted, like a copy of it, and brings it up and says, hey, are you aware of this? Does this look familiar? I said, yeah, it looks like an involuntary commitment paperwork. Okay. So you're telling me that you had the PC and that you can clinically assess that this guy has a mental illness? And I said, no, that's not what that says. And she's like, that's what it says right here. I said, no, it doesn't. I said, we established that we had probable cause to take this guy into custody to get him the mental help that he needed off of the hospital. We had probable cause to believe that he is suffering from a mental illness. Probable cause is not me certifying he has a mental illness. She wanted to fight that point over and over. She seriously sat on that point for 15 to 20 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Coming back and forth, trying to get me caught up in like verbiage, right? Yeah. Finally, I'd explain myself extremely well. And I always play to the jury. I look at the jury.
Yes.
She'll ask me questions and I'll answer the stuff to the jury. I'll talk to her a little bit, but I look over at the jury.
Because they're the ones that are making the decision.
Absolutely. I'll talk to the jury. Like, this is what I do. And I said, with the police officers. And so I had to elaborate.
Dude, I had a defense attorney once ask me why I wouldn't look at him when I was answering questions. He's like, do you not have like the gumption to look at me when I'm asking you a question? And I said, I'm not trying to explain what happened to you. I'm explaining it to the jury who essentially is going to be deciding guilt or innocence in this.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, why would I look at you for that? And he just sat there and stared at me. And then I turned back to the jury and answered his question. And one of the jurors was just laughing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how you knew you won.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'll touch on that real quick and then I'll come back to where I was at in the story.
And it's strategy.
Yeah,
it's
strategy.
Defense attorneys, they 90% of their stupidity and annoyingness is, it's just strategy. They're trying to cast doubt and get you flustered so they can hang you up.
Trying to make you look like you don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
Yep. And it's interesting nowadays too, because we got body cams.
Yeah.
And that just flipping paints the picture.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Like we watched the video of this.
Especially George's video painted the picture on this one.
So we put my video up there and we watched probably 5 minutes of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just this guy's being crazy. And you should have seen, like, I go in there and I'm just like calm, cool, and collected, telling the guys, hey, you know, step back. Let's see if we can get this guy to come out there. And we sat at the door trying to talk to him, trying to get him to come out for a while. They showed the patience that we had. It's not like we just went in there and bum rushed this guy. We went like waited for him to come out and he wouldn't. It's like finally he pushed our hand. Let's go get him. Oh, so before we started testifying, when I came in there in the prosecuting attorney is talking to me and saying, hey, this is what we want you to testify to. And he's like kind of coaching me, which is fine. He doesn't know me from Adam. But he says, I just need you to keep your composure when you're up there. The defense attorneys are maybe going to try to rile you up and get you to, you know, get upset or whatever. And I was like, dude, I've done this for 18 years. I don't get riled up. I'll be like up there chipper and happy and I'll be fine. Promise you. He's like, okay. So he says that little thing to me, right? back to the story. So this gal is trying to catch me up in verbiage. Finally, I'd explained myself ad nauseum and done it well and kept a smile on my face. I'm talking to the jury. Finally, the judge, as the defense attorney is still trying to push this issue, but the judge stops her mid-sentence and says, listen, Sergeant Jake here has explained himself ad nauseum. He has established that. We've all established that. The jury, I think, is very well aware of that now. So we need to move on from there. So stop asking this line of questioning. You're done. And the defense attorney is like, whoa. She like shrunk back.
You know you messed up when the judge steps in.
And the it's defense like, look, attorney.
We get it. You're wrong. He's right. Move on.
Yes. So and that's where the prosecutor should have been like, objection, asked and answered, yes. Your Honor, badgering.
It didn't do that. But and once again.
But there's some strategy to that, too, because it makes the defense look like an asshat.
Yeah.
Right. Just keep badgering over. So
and it did. It did absolutely make them look dumb.
Because I've asked some prosecutors afterwards, you know, like, why did you allow this to happen or this line of questioning to go on for so long? And that's typically the answer. Well, it made them look like an asshat.
Yeah.
And
watching them dig themselves. Oh,
that makes sense.
Like, so the defense attorney would ask me a question and I'd say, that's kind of vague. Can you restate it? So it's more specific. And she'd be like, and she'd restate the question. I said, OK, what you're trying to ask me is this. I'd ask her questions just follow up so I could get it like specific, right? And she like kind of is getting upset at my asking of questions to make her be narrowly focused on what it was instead of being so broad. And then I'd elaborate a little bit, wouldn't you be like, yes or no? I'd be like, okay, yeah, well, in that regard, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And she'd like kind of roll her eyes and I'm like, oh, and I'd look over at the jury and I'm like, I'm just trying to get it specific. And I looked at the judge because this defense attorney is kind of getting all hot and bothered and pissed off at me. And I looked at the judge and I'm like, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to get this. And the judge's like, no, absolutely. You're good.
Well,
and
I was like,
hell yeah.
And a lot of times when you're in court, the defense will try to ask you closed questions. Mm-hmm. They want you to respond yes, no, yes, no.
It's like, well, that's not a closed question that I can answer. That's not a yes or no question. Yeah. I said, that has nuance. I can't answer it just yes or no because it depends.
Yeah.
And that pisses her off. Like this gal was getting pissed off. And
isn't it true that according to your,
it's like, necessarily. Right. So then the judge, after she puts her down, says, hey, knock that off. We're done with that line of questioning. Move on. The defense attorney like shrinks back and she's like, no more questions, Your Honor.
Done.
Thought so.
I have nothing.
And then
else.
The judge says to the prosecution, do you guys have anything else you want to bring up? And the prosecution's like, nope, we're good.
Perfect.
Cool. So then we freaking walk out. They do a recess so they can bring in the next person they're going to interview, which is George. George is going to be the next guy
did
up.
Did they play his video too?
I didn't stay for it, but George told these boards
George
about
told
it.
Us he did.
Oh, okay.
So or they did.
So. But I go out, so I'll let you guys turn over what George says because I don't know. But I took off because I was working. So I'd take time out of the day and I was the only sergeant on the west side. So I had to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to the prosecuting attorney. He was there. Like there's the main prosecuting attorney and he had somebody who was teaching, like probably a new prosecutor who was there. And she was
a quote unquote assisting.
Yeah, basically assisting attorney. And he was just kind of running the game where he's back at the table. But she was up there asking me the questions. And so I think it might have been one of her first rodeos she had done. And so she was kind of like, you tell she was a little bit
nervous.
Yeah, nervous. She was timid for sure. So, but you know, it went fine. And then we go out into like recess so we could get prep for the next one. And the prosecution comes out with me and we're chatting. And he comes up to me. He's like, man, that was so awesome. Thank you so much. Your testimony was great. It was great. And I was like, yeah. And I said, hey, listen, by the way, what you guys need to establish that I can see right here is what they're going with. They're trying to say that we never took this guy into custody, that he was never arrested. So you guys need to establish that that is not a necessary thing for us to take him to jail for him to be charged with those types of crimes. So if you guys can establish that, that's what you need to do in your next portions of it. Oh, yeah, definitely we'll do that for sure. So
shouldn't a lawyer know what is and is not considered
sometimes
under arrest?
They don't see it from the same perspective we have.
Sometimes they get wrapped up in other things. And
there's
they
so
see
many
it.
Semantics in court, too. Holy crap, dude.
Well, and like Jake said, we have a different point of view than they do. A lot of experienced attorneys and prosecutors will think similar to us, but every once in a while they'll overlook something or they won't.
They're focused on something different than
they're trying to take a different angle and they're not seeing it.
But what you're trying to do is paint a picture to the jury as to why this individual has been either innocent or guilty of whatever crime is being accused of. So absolutely, there's guilt on the part of this individual who's the defendant in this for the crimes that he had committed. There's absolutely, like, there's no question in my mind about it. And I've got to argue that point. And the prosecution is basically leading that argument for us because we're the ones who took action on it. But now it's just like painting that picture for the jury. So that's what we were doing. And I wanted them to make sure that they hammered that point home. It's like this was not necessary that we took him to jail.
So follow up with this stuff. Because after that call had happened, you guys are writing your reports.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about like a couple things stood out to me. How the guy answered, huh? What? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. And then that he, you know, he was rocking the cock ring. Mm-hmm. So this is like a couple years later. I get called to a hotel far west side.
Yeah.
It's me and a guy I work with on Graveyards, Todd. And we get to this hotel and I'm like, hey, this room is rented out to this guy. There's one guest in there and it's not him, but he's causing such a disturbance. We need him gone.
Okay.
Like we've tried to call and ask him to leave and we're not getting anywhere. So at this point he's trespassed. We've tried to tell him we want him gone.
Yeah.
So we go and the door to the room is like ajar. And so we kind of knock and like, hey, police. From the bathroom, I can hear, huh?
And you knew at that point in time who you were dealing with?
And not like right at first. I was like, okay.
Freaking hilarious.
And so, but because we're trying to communicate, like, and usually,
yo,
like,
sir, do you have a cock ring on?
Huh? Whatever. Jeremy respond in like mind. The guy's like, huh? Jeremy's like, huh? They just went back and forth. What?
Huh? It sounded like a Lil Jon concert.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm like, okay. So. I'm pretty sure there was a couple times.
I would lose my shit if I was on scene and just heard this going back and forth. Like, Alpha 451, send us a third. I'm 10-6. I'm not available.
So a lot of times, like, hotels will call, like, we need this guest trespass. Yeah. There's a problem, whatever. And you go and you knock on the door and you're like, hey, they want you. Like, okay, we'll leave.
Bye. Yeah, and it solves the problem. It's
very simple.
Yeah.
And so we're knocking on the door and I'm, like, trying to see. And then all of a sudden you hear the, huh, what, huh? And we're like, we're getting nowhere.
Yeah.
So like, okay, well, you're not the renter of this room. You have no business being here. They want you gone. So we go into the room and like hotels, like the first door right in the entryway is usually like the bathroom.
Yeah.
So the bathroom's kind of like ajar. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, hey, come out. And so the guy turns off the shower, comes out. And on the ground, I see this tiny little ring. And I'm like, what is this guy like? Is he a ball bearing salesman? Like little rings for his ball bearings or something? Like what kind of business is this guy in? So then he comes out of the bathroom, butt ass naked with a cock ring. And then it hit me right there. I was like,
holy shit,
this is Jake and George. This is the dude. And so he's definitely a student of modern chemistry.
Yes.
And so the whole time we're dealing with him, we're like, put some clothes on. Huh? We find a pair of pants in the room. The only pair of pants in the room that there is. Are these your pants? What? Huh?
Yeah.
And so we get this guy, sit him down like, what's going on? What, you know, and he can't give you a straight answer.
Yeah.
And then he would get this look on his face.
Oh yeah. Big old eyeballs.
And then he would like, who? And he looks at Todd and goes, do you want to fuck me in the ass? And Todd goes, I greatly appreciate the offer, sir, but I'm going to have to decline.
Yeah, this guy, it's like a Michael Jackson, Lil Jon hybrid.
Exactly.
On drugs.
What?
On drugs. Huh? And so we're like, okay, so we have to call. He would do that.
Oh, yeah. He would, dude.
And so we had to call medical. And so this guy refused to put any pants on. And so we have to call medical. The ambulance arrives. The fire department's there. And so we have to walk this dude out of this hotel. And there's, you know, guests around.
Yeah.
So we can't walk him out with his little drippy dong hanging everywhere.
Drippy dong.
And so we.
Because of the shower?
Yeah. Yeah, because he was in the shower. Oh, yeah, that's his MO is cock rings and showers.
That's what it is, dude.
And so we have
it's
to.
Natural habitat.
We have to.
Does he not? Like, why doesn't he just do this at home?
He doesn't have a home.
I don't think he has a home.
Wow. Way to assume his residential status, Jocelyn.
Damn.
We don't do that.
Fucking judgy over here.
So Todd and I come up with a plan. We're like, well, we got to do something. And so we take, the ambulance usually has like sheets they put over people, like, you know, they get on. So we take the sheet and we fucking make this dude a diaper.
Oh, yeah.
You guys didn't put his clothes on for him?
He wouldn't do it.
No, you guys didn't do it for him.
He's not compliant.
So much for serving and protecting. Jeez.
We can't stand him up and put his clothes on. He won't do it.
Force him to.
Or we can make him a little diaper.
Making him a diaper sounds much more efficient.
And so we did. We stood him up and tied it around his waist, fucking wrenched it under, tied it in the back. We made him a diaper.
Yeah.
And
I've made people togas before.
I was going to say, like, why didn't you guys put him in a toga?
No.
Those are way more embarrassing.
So the stretcher couldn't, like, he wouldn't get on the stretcher, so they went down, and so we walked him out of the hotel from the second floor down to the lobby, out through in the diaper.
Was it in a warm season, or was it a cooler season?
Negative. It was during a snowy season.
That's fantastic.
And so...
His bad for not getting dressed.
Ended up going back to the hospital.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do what you got to do with what you have on scene. I remember this one time we got called out to an apartment that was trespass. This guy calls in, says he picked this gal up from the flipping bar, and now they'd done their thing, and she wouldn't leave anymore. She's like, no, I'm not leaving. So we show up, and she's in the bedroom, butt ass naked. Like, hey, you need to leave. She's like, I'm not going. you need to leave right now. She's like, I'm not leaving. I said, put some clothes on. You've been trespassed. He doesn't want you here anymore. You need to leave. I'm not going. It's like, okay, well, we're going to force you to leave. So we grab a hold of her and she just goes dead fish on us. Just goes dead fish. I'm like, okay, here we go. So we get her under cuffs to make it safe. You know, obviously occupy their hands, put the with the handcuffs, get up behind her back. And now I'm like looking at her clothes. I'm like, fucking, we ain't getting these things on, dude. These things are not going to go on. She's going to try to struggle against this. So I look at the dude. I'm like, you want her gone? He's like, yeah, I want her gone, dude. I want her out of here. I'm like, all right, what are you willing to do? You willing to donate some clothes so we can put some clothes on her? He's like, I'm fine with that. So he gave us some basketball shorts and a big ass t-shirt. We threw in some basketball shorts.
Make do with what you have.
Over the top of her arms that are still handcuffed, yeah, and took her to jail, dude. Like,
you got
to
make do with what you have.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, fucking make Jake's it work.
Just dragging her out by her legs.
We carried her ass out.
Sucks for that guy, though, because
like a fireman carrier took her
out. She knows where he lives.
I know. Like, I don't know if she could get back there.
Yeah, she might not remember.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of dragging people around, we did our in-service yesterday.
Yeah.
And the Nicholas, he's a newer guy. He's probably been on for almost 2 years now.
Is he a big guy?
He's a decent size. He's probably like two bills.
Is he Tracy size?
No.
That's who I had to drag up by myself.
Anyway, so I'm dragging this dude around.
Yeah.
Because it's the officer like, down
no
scenario.
Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drag him around. I drag him to like two different rooms. Uh-huh. And we get done. And like, I've got my knee on his upper leg, right?
Cutting off. Yeah. Supposedly shot
in the femoral. Mm-hmm. So cutting it off. And I'm like yelling at him, like, Nick, I'm going to save you. I will not let you die. I'm like, your boyfriend still loves you. And he's like, he's trying not to laugh, right? But he's like laughing.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be playing like he's passed out.
And the instructors are like, holy shit, Fitz. I'm like, no, you will live. I get the, you know, get it all cinched up and drag him out.
Who'd you do the scenario with? You and Mike.
Me and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike and I. Michael Jordan and I were doing it as mm-hmm. goats.
Yeah.
And so when we get done with the whole thing, we debrief. And Nick, when he comes walking back in, he goes, holy shit, Fitz, you're just throwing me around like a rag doll. I'm like, well, would you rather me treat you softly and gently and let you bleed out and die? And he goes, I don't think I was going to bleed out with all the pressure you were putting on my leg.
So
it's like, I'm a student.
Did you have to
realism.
Do it too?
I watched.
Okay.
And so I watched and who?
Because he's broken.
So who fucking killed it was Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he did.
I'm not in the room, but I'm just kind of outside. And all of a sudden, like, I see Miles come out. He picked that dude up by himself, threw him over his shoulder and bounced out of the room.
Hell yeah.
I was like, damn, Miles.
And it was Nick he took out?
Yeah. And afterwards was like, what, man, how much do you weigh? And he's like, I think he said like 205 or something.
He's probably right around two bills.
Yeah.
He's a little bit tall. You don't think so?
Miles is like, that's at least 240.
Oh, really?
Okay.
No, but Miles like took care of business.
Nice.
It was good.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. I'm pretty sure I also died in that scenario because when we got in there and you see the officer down, there's an open doorway that's, you know, shining right. You're right in that fatal funnel. So Mike goes running up to the door, right, to hold security on it. As soon as I reach down to grab him and lift him up to drag him out, I take a round dead center mass right in the middle of my chest. I look down. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure I'm fucking dead.
You should have just laid down. You should have just laid down.
Down. Fuck. Damn it, that would have been awesome. Can we rewind 24 hours like that? Oh, I wish I could go back now.
That's funny. Was he not holding sack on that door then? Like, how did they shoot
No,
you?
he was. So he had just slipped in on the, let's see, so if you're looking into the unknown area, he had squoze up to the right side, so he still had some cover. And that was right when fuckface, I can't remember his name. What's his first name?
Max.
So right as Max just poked his head out and just, I think he just fired one single round because all I heard was one pop, followed by a whole series of Mike just mag dumping into the room. So freaking center mass hits me right in the chest.
Dang.
I had him up under the arms and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm dead, and just dragged him back.
You should have just fallen back.
God, that would have been awesome.
I'm dead.
Save us, Mike. Yeah. Save us. Tell my kids I love them. Tell the roommate the rent's due next month.
The first of every month.
I did it with Gavin. I told the story, right?
Yeah, I told
the story. I did it with Gavin. And I was holding security on the door. I was holding security on the door initially.
Oh, and Gavin. Yeah, Gavin was.
Yeah, and Gavin was trying to get him up.
He's like, oh, no. Gavin.
He's like, I can't get him up. I'll get him up.
You did.
Yeah, you will. You take your mask off. They're like, okay, end scene, end scene. They're like, no.
It's like, I'll get
They're like,
up.
Why are you taking his pants off, Jake?
It's like, because that's how you do CPR nowadays.
You gotta find the bleed. You gotta find the bleed. Administer first aid.
I thought you used your mouth on CPR.
See, this is why I want us all to be in the same training session next time.
They're looking like, why do you
April 25th, bitches. April everybody sign up for it.
Next, it's going to be, why do you have peanut butter? Why are you licking his toes, Jake? What charity is this for?
I do it for free.
I'm doing it for free.
Meanwhile, Joss is in the background. Anybody want to donate 1.5 million?
1.5 million?
Anybody?
1.5 million?
Huh? What?
Huh? Okay.
Got the big old eyeballs. Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
That's good. I like that. That story came full circle finally.
That was good.
The jury got to see that dude's dong waving in the video.
Dude, yeah, we did. We did. He recused himself during the whole video watching process.
Who did?
The defendant? The defendant walked
out. Was he
in
his, when he's was he normal acting?
Other people like,
he had pants on.
Oh, damn.
He had pants on.
Other
first
people
time
had to see
on.
His ding dong.
I didn't recognize
himself.
Him at first. They're like, do you recognize the defendant here in the courtroom? And I'm like, hold on. Can you take some clothes off? Because I don't. Yeah. I can't recognize him with his clothes
That's
on.
That's not where I was off, looking.
I think it's that guy, but I won't. I can't tell for sure.
I don't think I ever
looked
at
his pants off. I need to see his wiener, Your Honor. The only way to be
I dealt with him again like 5-6 months ago.
Yeah.
He had clothes on. It was
Mo. Was he normal? Is he like medicated now? No. There was a homeless dude that I would deal with all the time. He would go into a certain bank, into the little vestibule where they have the ATM machines.
Yeah.
And he would sleep in there, but he would also masturbate all over the ATM machine. It was disgusting. So we'd kick him out constantly. He was dirty. He never showered. I saw him. We stopped seeing him for probably a couple months. And I was like, oh, he probably took my, because I would always tell people that Las Vegas is nice.
Yeah, migrate.
Warm. Yeah. And so I would joke. I'm like, oh, maybe he finally took my advice and went to Vegas. No, I saw him down at the homeless shelter several months later.
Yeah.
Dude was all cleaned up, shaved. Dude apparently had a job. I didn't recognize him at all.
Yeah.
And he comes walking up to me after we're bullshitting at the cars, and he goes, hey, officer, can I talk to you? And I'm like, sure. You know, turn the camera on, and you know, what's up? And he's like, you don't remember me at all, do you? And I'm like, I have no idea who you are. I've never met you before. And he goes, oh.
He's like, hold on, let me give you a semen sample. Did you recognize me then?
Did he start jerking it? He's like, is this ringing
like,
the bell?
Oh, it's you!
Hey!
But he says, oh, we've met several times, and then he dropped the name of the bank. And I stared at him, and I said, do you, like, work there? And he goes, no.
Well, I make deposits.
I make deposits.
He says, I would trespass there. You've kicked me out numerous times. And I can't remember his name now, because this was, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But I was like, are you so-and-so? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, no shit. I said, there's no way you're the same person. Dude pulls out a valid driver's license, hands it to me, and he's like medicated. He's clean. He's like, I have a job now, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't think it's anything that I did, but I'm going to take credit for your transformation. He just laughed. He's like, that's fine. He's like, I'm good with that.
It was just, he thought he was at the sperm bank.
Yeah, that's the same.
And the night deposit box.
Right. Because they have those. Those are
not at that
things.
Location.
He was confused.
Yeah. That was a different
dude,
kind of bank.
That dude was the absolute. He smelled. So I took him to jail one time. And after that, I was like, nope. I was like, unless this dude is committing felony crimes, I will not take this
guy
to jail.
Did he smell like burnt hair and shame?
His musk stayed in my car for almost a month.
Oh, good night.
Like, it was disgusting. Yeah,
that's, you guys are gross. This is a gross episode.
What? This is our daily life.
We give the people what they want.
Yeah. You get some people in your car sometimes that does not leave.
Yeah.
They
want
to hear about the homeless musk.
And then shortly after that, I got the new SUV with the plastic seats so I could spray them out. But yeah, that leather seat, that.
I had one person one time that was just disgusting. And so I had a can of Lysol.
Mm-hmm.
I took that can of like lemon Lysol, you know, and I took it back there and I sprayed my seats. I was a new guy and I realized the repercussions that this was going to have. And so I sprayed the Lysol all back there and I freaking cleaned that out and I get back into my car and it fucking was so potent and pungent that my eyeballs were like burning. I was like fucking driving the windows down. Middle of the winter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. All my windows are down. The rest of the shift, just my heater blasting, trying to stay warm enough, but I didn't want to die.
Well, see, that was the guy. Because of him, I have my own little decontamination kit.
Yeah.
It's like Lysol wipes, you know, just basic stuff, but... Yeah. Because of that dude, I went and made my own little cleaning kit afterwards.
Yeah, you have to.
It's so gross. Yeah,
especially if you work downtown.
And like it finally clicked in my head why people put a lot of the smelly trees in their backseat.
Because
I would see that. I'm like, that's stupid. I'm like, oh, now I get one.
It's not for them. It's for you.
Yeah.
Went a little heavy on the air cab freshener, didn't you, son?
You smell like pine freshness. New car smell.
All right, Joss.
What do you got for Savage of the Week?
What does Joss have?
I have a Savage. It's former UFC champion Mark Coleman. He said that he was blessed and grateful after surviving a house fire. So this was recent, a couple of days ago, and it was 4 a.m. He was at his parents' house sleeping over, and his dog, Hammer, wakes him up, and the whole house is basically engulfed in flames. It started in the kitchen. The kitchen's completely on fire. The house is full of smoke. Mark Coleman makes it upstairs, rescues his parents, wakes them up, gets them out of the house. He goes back in for the dog, Hammer, who did not make it. But because Hammer, the dog, woke him up, he was able to not only get himself out, but get his parents out. And Mark was in pretty bad shape because he inhaled so much smoke going upstairs, getting his parents, trying to go back in for the dog. He is still hospitalized, but he's expected to make a full recovery. And he was very thankful to all the nurses and doctors that helped him recover.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, so Mark, he's like almost 60. So
he's
almost
59. 60.
Which means, he's 59, which means his parents are advanced,
Oh, yeah.
Probably 80 at least, mm-hmm. right? Does it say how old they were?
No.
Late 70s, early 80s.
I mean, think about this. If he's 59, they've got to be, typically you're going to think probably 80 at least.
Yeah.
Let's just put 80. I mean, they're needing help to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah, probably, they can't right?
Especially with all the smoke.
And to think about what was his dog's name again?
Hammer.
Yeah, Hammer. So Hammer wakes him up because there's a fire, right? So I don't know if they have smoke detectors or what, but obviously the dog wakes him up. So he goes upstairs, grabs parents. There's enough smoke in there that he's getting freaking, has to get hospitalized. He's still in there.
Yeah.
That's gets a lot his parents of smoke out. And after he gets his parents out, he's got to go get my dog. Goes in.
Because the dog saved all of their lives.
Yeah, got the dog, but unfortunately the dog passed away, died before he could get it saved, but he got the dog out of there too. But that's double savage right there.
Yeah. This was in his childhood home, and the house is a complete loss.
Yeah. Damn.
There's nothing.
Damn.
And how fortuitous that Mark was there that night. Like,
oh, exactly. Yeah. If he's not there,
he just happened to be there staying the night, taking care of his parents, right? Like, just happened to be there the night that they had a fire,
hanging out with them. Yeah. It's serendipitous, fortuitous that he was there, maybe meant to be, save his parents. Sucks that the dog had to give up the ghost for them, but you know what? Fucking back that dog's a savage, baby.
Dogs are man's best friend.
Exactly.
That's why I'm a big fan of dogs. Cats won't do that.
No.
The neighbor cat probably started that fucking
maybe,
fire.
It's a possibility.
It's like, oh, there's a dog there? Fuck that dog.
The cat usually, and that's, I think we've talked about it, but usually on like suicides.
Yeah.
When someone has a cat, like dogs will die not eating their owner. I mean, sometimes the dogs will nibble.
Sometimes.
Without a doubt, every time. If you have a cat and you die and there's not enough food,
they will eat your face.
They will eat your face.
It'll eat your face.
Cats are also number one suspects in homicides.
Yeah.
I thought it was killer whales.
No. Cats.
We talked about that on an episode. We were saying killer whales are the number one reason why there's so many people who are lost and never found.
Probably.
Anyway.
But if you own a cat and you die, your cat will be the number one suspect.
Yeah. They'll eat your face.
Do you know what the number one natural predator of killer whales is? Cats.
I believe it.
Cats.
I believe it. You laugh, but it's a serious matter.
That's why they were almost extinct.
I don't know why you're laughing about such a serious thing.
Cats.
If nobody's going to protect those animals from cats, who will?
Well,
we have to take a stand. That's our foundation. That's our fundraiser.
Yeah.
For licking
toes?
That's
the fundraiser.
Yeah.
Yep. The licking toes fundraiser is going to be to save killer whales
from cats.
From evil cats.
From evil cats.
Fair enough. We'll see how that gets. We'll put that up there. Guys, donate. Donate.
Somebody donate 1.5 so we can get Joss
so
lick
we can
some
Joss soon. To lick some toes.
Donate often. 1.5 milli.
A milli.
That's our savage right there. We got Mark Coleman and Hammer.
And Hammer.
R.I.P.
dog.
R.I.P. Hammer. All dogs go to heaven, so he's in a better place, right?
Oh, yeah, especially that dog.
Especially that dog. That dog's in Dog Valhalla.
Valhalla.
So, guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Domesticated Savages. Check us out on all of your resources, which is Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We've been blowing up the TikToks. Jeremy's taking that bitch over.
Yeah.
Blowing up with some funny ass videos. I'm helping out a little bit here and there too. So check that out. It's fun. A lot of good communications with the people who do follow. So go to our website. I've revamped it a little bit. You can listen to any and all of our episodes there, right there on the website too, domesticatedsavage.com. Check out our merchandise. I'm getting more stuff up there. Tank tops are coming out because it's getting hot.
Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Yeah, looking good. So check that out. Follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Leave us a like. I put something out there. If you guys get on and like or give us 5 stars or give us a rating and leave us a comment, I'll see that comment and I'll send you a specific discount code.
Oh, yeah.
For the Savage merchandise. So do that.
Don't forget the OnlyFans.
Oh, check out our OF, 3 Cops, 1 Mic. Well, anyways, guys, always remember, stay savage.
Huh? Tucking and cucking.
Save the whales.
What? Okay.